it seemed like in the first half, after you missed the first three or four shots, some of the guys got a little tentative out there, and then when you got a little more aggressive with the ball in the second half, good things started to happen.
Yeah, we just want to stay aggressive and keep doing what we're doing, you know, sharing the basketball and getting the ball inside. And as we got easy baskets, everybody, you know, the confidence started getting going, and we continue to thrive from there.
Buffon, having played in the having ACC play before, you know, some of the things that are different from non-conference games. What are some things that, you know, that are going to have to be some emphasis that y'all might not have had to do during non-conference games?
Everybody's good. You know, from the top of the ACC, from the bottom of the ACC, everybody's good, and you have to bring each and every night. So we can have those games where we start off sluggish and we're down, we have to pick it back up in the second half or late in the first half. Because in those times, we won't be able to come back, you know, because everybody's good. And just pretty much doing the little things, you know, that we do. Second chance shots, limited to one possession, and just doing little things, pretty much.
Rob, was it good for you guys tonight to be tested a little going into the Miami game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we knew they was going to come out and play hard. I mean, they played good against other teams. I mean, they came out and played hard, so it was a good test.
How do you feel about this team after 12 games and finishing non-conference play?
I feel like we have grown from the Tulane game. You know, from the start of the season to where we are now, I feel like we have grown. The younger guys picked up things pretty fast. At the beginning of the season, they just continue to get better. For us to end the non-conference 10-2, that's a great start. You know, that's a good feeling going towards the ACC, and we should be prepared.
I guess the way you play, too, builds confidence in each other when you go out on the court.
Yeah. You know, when somebody's playing good, or when we're playing good, we're going to be confident, and we're going to continue to do the things that we've been doing. So that's pretty much it.
But did Coach Gregory, at some point in the first half, kind of pull you aside and kind of encourage you or challenge you to get the team going a little more than they were?
Not really. I just knew that I need to talk to those guys to pick it up. You know, pretty much me being senior, me being through a lot, I just wanted to let these guys know this is a game where we can't be beat. So we have to pick it up right now, or we will be beat, because that's a pretty good team. So I just really just talk to the guys in the huddle and to make sure everybody's focused and get it going.
Go ahead. 21 points off the bench, you know, for you at Pierre and with you at Camion, it's, you know, how important is that for y'all to get some resting time and whatnot?
It's very important. I mean, we got a great team. I mean, anybody come in and score the basketball and play, I mean, them coming in to get those points is just an extra boost.
What did you see from Mason and Drazen tonight? They
made a few tough shots. I mean, that's how it goes. I mean, if they hadn't scored, who would have scored? I mean, that's how it goes. They go make tough shots sometimes. We make tough shots, they make tough shots. I mean, at the end of the day, it's who comes to play, who gets the victory.
What did that three-pointer by Jason at the end of the first half do for you guys?
It gave us momentum going to the second half, pretty much. You know, we know we kind of struggled at the beginning of the first half, and by him hitting that, we back in the locker room, you know, we're happy, pretty much. And I gave us some good momentum coming to the second half.
Anybody else? Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.